What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones. And successors, today we're joined by Coach Toyell Wilson, the trailblazing head coach of SMU's basketball program. Not only is she making history as SMU's first black female head coach of any sport, but she's also got quite the impressive journey in college hoops. Before taking the reins at SMU in 2021, she was part of the coaching staff that led Michigan to their first ever Sweet 16 appearance. And get this, she was a part of the coaching staff for Baylor's 2019 national championship run. But what really stands out about Coach Wilson is how she builds programs from the ground up. At Prairie View A&M, she led them to three straight conference championships and NCAA tournament appearances. When she's not drawing up plays or recruiting the next generation of talent, she's being a mom to her five-year-old son, Cash. Coach Wilson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Glad to have you. definitely glad to have you. And you know, just seeing all the success that you've had, and seeing the incredible programs that you've been a part of. So looking at Baylor's national championship run to Michigan's historic Sweet 16 appearance, How did those experiences shape your coaching philosophy for you taking the reins at SMU, and especially you building the culture that you want?
Well, I've been learning from some of the best. I guess I've been blessed to be around some of the best coaches in the country, in the world, Hall of Fame coaches. I started coaching at Robert Morris University, and I was there for 3 years when I graduated college. Then Cynthia Cooper called, and she said, "Hey, I'm looking for an assistant coach. Would you be interested?" She knew a Prairie View A&M men's coach. And so she called me up, and I had never been to Texas, never been to an HBCU. And I just knew Cynthia Cooper was the one. Remember, she was like, raise the roof with the Houston Comets. And I thought it'd be a great opportunity for me to learn from one of the best offensive-minded, great IQ, basketball IQ players in the world. And so I drove my car from Pittsburgh to Houston and was her assistant for 3 years. I learned a lot from Coop. She loves offense. She loves the game of basketball. She pushes you to your limit. She loves to help you grow on and off the floor. After that, she left to go to UNC Wilmington. I took over as a head coaching job, and then that's when we won it 3 straight years, like you mentioned, three conference tournament championships. And we played Baylor, UConn, Baylor in the NCAA tournament, and that's how Kim Mulkey got to know who I was. She said, "Hey, would you want to move 6 inches back to the assistant coach role?" And again, for me, it was about the opportunity to learn from the best in the country, to learn best from the world. Hall of Fame coach, has won multiple championships. And just, I knew I had to grow up as a coach. I learned as a head coach for 3 years. I had a lot of things I had to learn and grow from. But to be able to learn from the best who's done it, it was a no-brainer. So went there and learned just about how to be driven, how to push a kid, and demand the most out of a kid, but how to run a Power Five program. After that, we won it in 2019. And then Kim Barnes-Arico from Michigan called me and said, "Hey, would you want to get closer back to home?" I just had my son, and I said, "Yeah, you know, go to Michigan." And I was going to have the opportunity to be the recruiting coordinator, which I hadn't been at Baylor.
Okay.
So I got to become the recruiting coordinator. We had our first All-American. I also became the post coach, which was really, really unique because I'm a guard. I was the guards coach at Baylor, but when I go to Michigan, I wanted to be challenged in another capacity. And so I was the post coach. We had our first All-American in Naz Hillman. And so that was an amazing opportunity. We were in a bubble in San Antonio, and a few schools were calling me about an opportunity to be a head coach. And so I had known Dallas. I had known SMU. It was like a gold mine, and things aligned really well. And kind of that's how my journey on how I became the head coach at SMU.
You want to know 10 ways to generate clients in 2024? Webinars, challenges, YouTube videos, TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, affiliates, networking, cold call, and even DM people. And honestly, it works. But you want to know what works even better? One thing that allows you to generate more customers and become the go-to authority right away? The same thing that people like Donnie Wiggins have utilized, and it's made her coaching program boom. As well as Wallow. He's put this strategy into place, and I've seen him sign contracts and get checks left and right. And not only has it worked for them, it's also worked for me in my own business, to where I've been able to get speaking checks from $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, and $7,000. In addition to growing my coaching program, $20,000 in revenue, right? This same strategy has worked for them. I've utilized it. It's tried and true. It's podcasting. So look, go ahead, click the link just down below, sign up for the training, and I'm going to show you exactly what it looks like to implement it in your business.
For sure. And I mean, just talking about
not only like the history that you've had, especially just like you said, working with guards, working with posts. Last season, y'all had an incredible 10-0 home start. Mm-hmm. What was the energy like in Moody around that time during that streak? And how important would you say it is to create like that kind of home court advantage within women's basketball?
I think it's very important. You always want to say like you have that sixth man, and that sixth man is the environment that you're in. And plus, girls nowadays, they want to play in an environment where it's electric, it's loud, it's exciting. And so we really tried to vamp up the marketing of our home court. We call it Moody Magic. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to have that home court advantage. And I thought it was really awesome to start and make another part of history and start 10-0. And it was really important for the girls to understand how important it was. They made that goal. And so when the girls make that goal, they're very invested in it. And it was really important for us to come out there and do that game in and game out and have that goal. But I think it's awesome. You have Dallas. There's so many things going on in Dallas. Mm-hmm. You kind of get lost with one thing. You got theater. You have the zoo. You have the aquarium. You have, I mean, a lot of things going on. The Mavs.
Yeah.
The ice hockey team. I mean, uh-huh. There's a lot going on in Dallas. And so for us to create that Moody Magic, it was really important. It was really magical last year.
Yeah, I mean, I really love that. And then just thinking about, just rewinding back a little bit, and you talked about with Naz Hillman that you work with at Michigan, and even your current players that you have now at SMU, what would you say is your secret to not just recruiting talent? Because it takes a certain caliber of player, mm-hmm. To go 10-0, but helping these young women reach their full potential. Like, what's that secret, Coach?
I mean, it's not really a secret. I think you have to have definitely a connection with the players. Two, they have to know you have their best interests. I always say a kid doesn't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And for me, I'm really big on the relationship piece with my players so that when you're pushing them on the floor, they know you're pushing them for a reason. I think player development is very important. Getting the right kids, yeah, you're right, recruiting is the bloodline of any program. But then they arrive a certain way, but you have to take out the bad habits, all the old habits, show them the new habits. So it's more than just recruiting the best player. Of course, having the best player on the floor is easy, but you also have to coach a kid up. You also have to help them grow on off the floor. You also have to be a role model. So player-coach relationship is important.
Yeah, and I love how you really speak to relationship, knowing that, you know, you're head coach, knowing that you're a mom. Mm-hmm. So, right, there's some nurturing.
Yes.
that comes through you naturally. Mm-hmm. With that. But then being a pioneer, being SMU's first black female head coach of any sport, mm-hmm. right? That's a lot of different hats to wear. And that's, you know, some stress just comes with that. Like, how do you balance it all? And, you know, how do you still make it look so elegant and still move effortlessly?
Well, I didn't know I was the first black female head coach of any sport here initially. Actually, the BSAC, we have a black student faculty and mm-hmm, student, mm-hmm. and there was the one, they tweeted me when I first got the job, and so I didn't even know that. But it's been amazing because you always want to make sure that young girls that look like you know that things can be done that haven't been done. And so for me, I want to make sure that girls know that they can do things that haven't been done, that you can look great doing it, you can be a role model while doing it. But just balancing everything, that's part of coaching. You know, you can be a coach, you can be a mom. A lot of people think you can only be a coach and that's it. But I think you can be all the things and be great at all those things. It just takes like time management and managing what you put yourself into. Like, you know, when I'm leaving the office, I'm making my calls on the way home. So when I go home, I can be really tuned into being a mom. But then mm-hmm. when he goes to sleep, you get back into the coaching mode on the computer, watching film. But the things, like, you just gotta find and figure it out. I've been doing this for 21 years now.
Wow.
And so I've been blessed to be able to say this is the only job I've ever had in my life, being a college basketball coach since I graduated college at 21. And so it's been a blessing, but you also gotta understand, like, we get to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing to be able to do this. It can be taken away from you at any time. I tell the girls all the time, like, basketball can be taken away from you at any time, but what no one can ever take away from you is your education. So make sure you're going to class. Make sure you're making sure you're getting good grades. We have a very high academic school here at SMU. Costs a lot of money to go here at SMU. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, if the ball gets taken away from you, you get injured, no one doesn't pick you up to play pro, but you'll always be able to fall back on your academics.
Excellent. Yeah, and with you having that 21-year experience, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've seen
I
a lot.
I aged myself real quick.
No, you didn't. But with you having that experience and then seeing that you had the opportunity to be able to see the game evolve. And just mm-hmm. like you even said, you got to work with, you know, Coop, which historic right there.
Yeah.
What aspects of the WNBA game do you bring into the culture at SMU? Because you've seen a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we went overseas this summer and played in Greece and Croatia. We took the team, and I think with that shot clock being at 24, the backcourt being at 8, what happens in the WNBA is the game is faster. Mm-hmm. And so I like to play fast. I like to defend. I think the ball screen stuff is really big. Ball screen are very big in the pro game. And so I try and instill a lot of that so that the kids can get prepared to play pro and to play professionally in the WNBA. We have a couple kids, Savannah Wilkinson right now, she's playing from Great Britain. She's playing in Israel right now. Sydney Wiggins is playing. We have a lot of kids playing overseas that came from SMU that can still know that they can play pro, having an unbelievable career. But I really like to play fast. I think that's the WNBA game, playing physical, gritty, for sure. All those things I think I want my team to look like. To play, especially with us going to the ACC.
I love that. I love that. So I saw on a clip an interview that you did with CBS, and you talked about you being a motivator. Mm-hmm. Who are some people that motivate you, and like what are some books that you would recommend?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I love Kobe. I'm from Jersey, Philly area, so mm-hmm. when I was younger, he's coming out of Lower Merion High School. He always just used to say some things that were really stuck to me with just his words and his wisdom. He knew the game. His game, I mean, he spoke Italian, he's played in Italy, his dad, you know, played in Italy, and he's been around basketball all his life, so I really watched his game and how he played the game. Obviously, I'm a little younger than him, and so I loved Allen Iverson. He motivated me just about the way he played the game. He was small, he was quick, he was fast, he can break down defenses, so I really loved Allen Iverson. As far as coaches, there's a lot of coaches that motivated me. One that I coached under, that I've taught, that taught me a lot about the game and what I brought to my coaching staff and how I want to play, my philosophy. So all those coaches that I already named that I coached under. I would say there's a few books that I've read. Leaders Eat Last, that's a really good one that I really like. But any kind of book that has some kind of motivation, some kind of morale to it, any way that I can grow and learn in that area of life, not just basketball, I'm always into it. Like when I'm watching basketball games, I'm writing down, okay, I'm still that player, still that player. I can't watch it as a fan. I watch it as a coach. Just by the playoffs, they were amazing this year with the WNBA playoffs. They were amazing with the Lynx and Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I stole a couple plays already that we're going to run tonight in our scrimmage. But it's just growing and always learning that there's no ceiling to growth. That you can always learn and grow.
So talking about the ceiling and just understanding that there's no ceiling to growth, mm-hmm. in terms of lows, Coach, because you know it's a long season.
Yes.
There's many highs, many lows, streaks
yep.
can go either way.
Yep.
Can you talk about some low moments that you've had during your coaching career?
I mean, I guess last season, because we had so many injuries, that was our first year we didn't go postseason. But I've always told the kids, like, grow from all the failures. And then take small successes and small wins from every failure that you have. Because in life, you're going to be challenged. You're going to have adversity. And everything's not going to go peachy clean all the time. And you have to learn how to walk through that failure or walk through that valley, and you'll get to that peak. But I also like believe that it's the people you surround yourself with, your mm-hmm. village, your circle, and having those people feeding into you positive affirmations, positive things, even though things aren't going the way you want them to go. So we had a lot of that last year, and I think I grew a lot from that.
Understood. How do you bounce back? Like, you know, having a low. So yep. how does Coach T bounce back?
Just trying to learn from that, watching film, trying to grow from that. But also, I mean, wins help when you get a win back in the win column. Things going better. I think I always say a win will help you when you're having a bad day. So I think I don't feel good until that next game. I'm trying to grow for that next practice, but I got to stay present for my team. I always say the two people that can't have bad practices or bad days are really the head coach, and I think like the captains, those are really, and the best player. They really can't have bad days. Now, you can have a bad day, but for 2 hours and be where your feet are. I always tell the kids, be where your feet are for two and a half hours, and then go back to that. But right now, you get to be here and do the thing you love and play the game that you love. So for 2.5 hours, be where your feet are.
I love that. So lock in, just cut out the outside noise for a little bit, the distraction. Okay, you know, you had a bad grade on the test.
Yeah.
Let's put that to the side.
For sure.
Let's lock in, and then we'll get back to that after practice.
Yeah.
After the game.
Absolutely.
I love it. Wait. Whoa. If you're an entrepreneur, then you want to make sure that you smash that subscribe button. So go on YouTube, type in Speak Your Success Media, and then hit subscribe. And you want to make sure you stay subscribed up because you want to get all the episodes for Speak Your Success. So you can get the tangible takeaways and the strategies that I'm giving you and that other entrepreneurs and industry leaders are sharing as well. All right, you got that? You subscribed already? If not, smash that button. Okay, now get back to the episode. I love it. So understanding that, you know, that there's points in times where we got to block out some distractions and, you know, flip a switch. Now, we're about to flip a switch, Coach T.
Okay, let's
do
it.
Yeah, we're about to flip a little switch. So this is a game I like to call This or That.
Okay.
Right? So I'm going to read, you know, I'm going to read these quick drills, and you're going to pick this or that.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's do it.
All right. And no thinking. I just want you to pick your first instinct. Okay. Producer Britt, give me 30 seconds on the clock. All right. Here we go. Three-person weave or shell drill?
Shell.
Okay, full court press or zone trap?
Full court press.
Box out drills or charge drills?
Charge drills.
Mic in drills or free throw drills?
Free throws.
Five-star drill or three-man?
We do five-star, actually.
Okay. Defensive slides or closeout?
Closeouts. No middle over here. No middle.
Ball handling circuit or shooting stations?
You gotta be a shooter. I'm gonna say shooting station.
Okay, running gun. Let's go. Full court layups or baseline runners?
Full court layups. They hate that drill.
5-on-5 scrimmage or 3-on-3 tournament?
I like a 3-on-3. You got a little FIBA going on.
Okay.
See if you can play with just three people on the floor. That's a lot.
Okay. Transition defense or help side rotation drills?
Ooh, help side transition drills.
Figure eight or passing partner? Or partner passing?
Let's go partner passing.
Okay. Game winners or defensive stops?
I'm a game winner. I'm drawing up the last play. Let's do it.
I like it. Four corner condition or suicides?
Four corner.
Ooh.
We ain't doing no suicides over here.
Okay. Pick and roll defense or screen navigation?
Pick and roll defense.
And then rebound circuit or shooting form drills?
Let's rebound. We got to rebound. Defend the paint.
Okay. There we go. And lastly, Coach, I hear you like country music.
Yes, okay. I like all variety of music, but what people don't know about me is that I do love country. It's crazy. I got down here to Houston, and one of my friends, she's in Arizona, and she was like, you might like this, little Rascal Flatts here, a little this and that. And I listen, and like country music gets you in a nice like vibe, a nice mentality. It's telling a story. Now you got Black country singers now, Post Malone right now is
Post
doing
Malone.
Country.
Like
doing people
country.
Really diving into that country music because I think it just gives a different vibe. But my girls don't let me play it in the gym when we're warming up. But it's rocking in my car sometimes.
Okay, so before game time, we might catch you listening to some
no,
country.
No, in the
tune?
Car, just driving home. You know, this traffic in Dallas gets you kind of. You don't want to have a road rage, so you want to make sure you're in a good place. So, you know, just rock a little bit of country here and there.
Okay, a little bit here. So what gets you in the zone? What type of music gets you in the zone? What you listening to before game time? What gets you locked in?
I just need some, like, upbeat music. You know, the new rap nowadays, I can't understand it. So I'm more of an R&B gal. You know, I was born
for
in the
sure.
80s. Well, that's when the soul music was good.
I'm with you.
You know, the Young Usher.
Okay.
You know, the SWV, the Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
Those types. So, you know, just kind of good vibe, but I'm really, seriously though, when before a game, I'm locked in the locker room, trying to, in my mind, the plays I want to call.
For sure.
It can be silent for me. I'm really kind of locked in and straight-faced. I'm not like being bothered because for me, it's, you want to prepare before it happens. I don't like to be reactive. I like to be proactive. Mm-hmm. And so I'm writing down plays if we're down two, down three, if we need this, if we're underneath the basket, if we're side out of bounds. So for me, it's just a lock-in kind of thing. I know the girls, some of our girls listen to gospel, some listen to hip hop. But for me, it's just, I'm running down on my paper what I'm drawing, what I'm going to write out for what plays I want to run, who I want to go to, if we need this, if we need that.
I like it. Yeah. I mean, that's why you got the reins.
I mean, I guess.
That's why you got the reins. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Coach, please let the people know where they can find you, follow you, and connect with you.
Yeah, please. First of all, follow SMU Women's Basketball, but Coach Toyel Wilson on Instagram. Twitter is Coach TM Wilson. T as in Toyel, M as in Monique. But please, I'm really excited. I appreciate you. Y'all are doing an amazing job with
Thank
this networking, with your voice. I think you guys are really just setting the bar on another standard, so keep up the good work.
I appreciate it. And family out there, this has been Speak Your Success. I'm Jonathan Jones. And remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?
Amen.